Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey there, boys and girls. How the hell you doing? 6 minutes past the hour. Of course, that hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're on right now. And coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, for whatever reason you found us, God help you, you have found Sports Over in America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Stitcher, Sirius, and XM2, 93, that is. Reasons we won't get into. I'm the host of this Unmitigated Disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. Big Dylan's in San Francisco here on Sunday night. The Tony Awards. Now, I know what you're saying. The Tony Awards, they're in New York. And for those of you who are unaware, the Tony Awards are for a Broadway production. Evidently, you've never been through the Castro District on Tony Award night or on the Academy Awards. It's quite festive. That's not why you tuned in. You're dying to hear. Absolutely rolling around in agony trying to find out, did, in fact, Sid the Kid Crosby win yet another Conn Smythe Trophy? And goddammit, he did, because the Pittsburgh Penguins are your back-to-back Stanley Cup champs. Damn it. I was rooting for Nashville. Nothing against the city of Pittsburgh, other than the fact that it's in Pennsylvania, which, of course, is just Alabama bookended by Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. But Nashville is a great town. Not my thing, music scene. I mean, I'm a big country guy. Memphis, in my opinion, is a better music scene, but, man, Nashville is a fun town. Of course, Robert Bwan from Country Fastball resides there, as does Janice Ian, if you remember the song, At 17, and Society's Child. Ezra Mohawk, the woman who sang Interjection on Schoolhouse Rock, as well as Constitution. Bob Welch, not the pitcher, but the singer, committed suicide. There are numerous other famous people reside in and around Nashville, Tennessee. And it's a great place to see a game. If you ever get a chance, the Broadway Strip in downtown Nashville, fun place to see a hockey game, where next year they will be the Western Conference defending champions. That would be the Nashville Predators, who got beaten in 6 games. Congrats to the Pens. 2-0 shutout over the Nashville Predators. Long-standing hockey town there, Nashville may be. We're going to take care of all your scores a little bit later. Let you know how it's all over for the Cavs on Monday. When we come back, Fred Wallen from Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. He joins us on Friday. He's in there right now doing an interview with Dr. David Geyer. You'll understand why. Pretty good interview. Stick around. At least I think it is. I got to get a pizza. I just need a drink and a smoke. Oh, hey, how you doing? You found Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
First, I'm just an unscrupulous guy trying to get by in an unscrupulous profession.
Baby, though I chose this lonely life that seems to strangle me now. I know the wild man big cigars you got in cars. They're all laughing at me now. Oh, have I been so blind?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. My name is Fred Wallen, and I guess your name is not. You can give us a call at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Email us sportsfred at AOL.com. This week, I read a most intriguing book, That's Gotta Hurt, written by Dr. David Geyer, The Injuries That Changed Sports Forever. And first of all, Dr. David Geyer, welcome very much to Sports Overnight America.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
The day, March 4th, 1990, is the day I will never forget. I've followed college basketball as closely as any sport in my life. And Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble had transferred from USC, and now they're playing for Loyola. And Loyola's in the WCC tournament against Portland. And I'm sort of watching at a sports bar, but really not paying much attention. And all of a sudden, everybody goes, ah. And the great Hank Gathers fainted and actually died on the court. And reading your book, I found out that he knew he had symptoms. The athletic department knew he had symptoms. The doctor knew he had symptoms. The doctor had given him medicine, but he didn't take the medicine. So Dr. David Geyer, talk about that.
Well, I think you're right. It's a guy that was in as good a shape as possible and was having an irregular heartbeat earlier in the season, had been given a medicine, a beta blocker, to basically make his heart beat fairly regularly. But unfortunately, Hank Gathers, it made him feel sluggish. And for a team that ran up and down the court like Loyola Marymount did, he didn't feel like he could perform as well as he wanted. So allegedly, I mean, the doctors found no trace of that medicine in his body when they did an autopsy. So presumably he didn't take it, and that could have been at least one factor of his sudden cardiac death. Now, it turned out he had a condition that was something that would put you at risk for sudden cardiac death, and how much the medicine would have helped is hard to know, but a very, very tragic and hard injury for the sport of college basketball.
Dr. David Geyer with us. The book that's got to hurt, folks, most intriguing book, interesting book. Foredge published it. Pick it up at Amazon.com, major bookstores, other places online, no question about that. But I've always thought that a lot of ball players in all sports, a lot of athletes in all endeavors think they're immortal. Agree or disagree?
I think a lot of them really do. I think that that's part of what makes them so good at these sports is they're fearless and they love the thrill, they love the competition that come, you know, and having to compete at the top level because of it. But I think that that leads a little bit to a sort of a risk-taking behavior and maybe ignoring long-term health risks. We see it in the extreme sports, the X Games sports, and I write about Sarah Burke and Caleb Moore's deaths in those sports.
Yeah.
But we see it in lots of sports. You can make the same case for a lot of football players and a number of youth athletes as well.
You know, you also mentioned Bernard King, University of Tennessee, the Ernie and Bernie show, or the Bernie and Ernie show, and Bernard King going on to a great career with various teams in the NBA. But he's got this ACL tear. He didn't come back for 2 years. He was never the same player. I mean, he was never as quick, but he compensated. So these athletes, as we've talked about, are special human beings. Some of them think they're immortal, but some of them work very, very hard to come back, if not 100%, maybe at 90%. Talk about Bernard King and his comeback.
Well, I mean, it was still amazing. You're right. He probably wasn't the career he was, you know, the player he was before, but, I mean, he had still made an All-Star game. And really, after an ACL tear, that was unheard of at the time. That was basically an injury that ended players' careers. Yes, it took him 2 years, and it was 6 days a week with a physical therapist, and he had this big sign in his gym that says, "I shall not be denied." But everybody was telling him he'd never get back to play, let alone be an All-Star. But he believed it, and his surgeon and his physical therapist believed it, and all that hard work did lead him back on the court and back to an All-Star game.
Talking to Dr. David Geyer, author of That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever, and folks, some of these we forget. We shouldn't forget because obviously they have changed sports forever. In some cases, these athletes came back. In some cases, they didn't. In some cases, they died. You can pick it up. But That's Gotta Hurt. Major bookstores, Amazon.com, published by Foredge. The National Football League, and I bring this up. Let's talk about Mark Biakhani and his father, Nick, of course, a fine linebacker, great linebacker for many years in the National Football League. Mark, of course, 30 years ago, playing in college, and he lowered his head and trying to knock down a running back, and next thing he knows, and we know, that he can't move. Talk about that and the fact I play. Look, here's the deal. I played every sport growing up. When I'm in 10th grade, my dad comes up to me, and I was a basketball player and a baseball player and a B football player, and I was going to go to the varsity next year. And he said, you know, my mom and I really enjoy watching you play, but isn't basketball safer? And this was 45 years ago. And I don't think coaches told you at that time. I don't remember coaches telling me, hey, tackle with your head up. And I don't know if they all tell you now. So talk about Mark Biakhani and his horrendous injury.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Devastating injury. He went to make a tackle. The running back sort of got bumped in the air, which changed his position. So Mark didn't really have time to react and basically broke a bone in his neck and is now paralyzed from the neck down and has made remarkable strides, especially raising money for spinal cord research, but he's still never walked again. And the challenge is it does happen, you know, about 6 to 10 times a year. We've done a lot better with the education. The not putting your head in on the ball and on the defender has dropped it from about 30 of those injuries a year to 6, but it still happens. And it's hard to know if it's possible to get it really any lower than that. That's one of those risks that you just have to know about when you're playing the sport of football.
Book That's Gotta Hurt, the author, Dr. David Geyer, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever, right here on Sports Overnight America. You can give us a call at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can email me, Fred at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Doctor, let's expand it a little bit to the National Football League in general, and in college football, too. The CTE, the ALS. Now, we don't know for sure, I guess, if ALS, but I would say a higher percentage of former football players get ALS than the one in some million that get it off the street. But anyways, talk about how long it's taken for the National Football League to wake up to the possibility of concussions and what that can mean.
Yeah, it's really a fascinating discussion, and I learned a lot interviewing these brain experts in Boston that are doing the autopsies on all these former NFL players that developed CTE. And I think, you know, talking to them about, you know, how did the NFL respond, I don't think anybody really points fingers at the league as much as the league was getting a bunch of information that sort of conflicted with their worldview. And anytime you get something that sort of conflicts with how you look at things, and basically in their case, their livelihood, the sport of football, you're initially resistant to it. And I think that's largely what happened. The question I think that the league is going to have to answer is, how do you get those repetitive blows that occur, the linemen colliding on every play, the tackles? That's what the experts actually think leads to the CTE. How do you get that out of the sport and still keep it the sport that millions and millions of people love? It's a very, very difficult question.
You know, I've said for years, and I mean this, one of the major problems in the National Football League until last year, they allowed the team's own doctor, who's probably wanting to keep his job, to make the decision if an NFL football player who was knocked to the ground could come back and play. Now, last year they went to a so-called neutral doctor, but that made no sense whatsoever unless they were just the league was just protecting itself.
Yeah, it's really a tricky line. I will say that having worked with pro athletes, I think the doctors largely do want to do what's best for the players long term, but there's no question that there's pressure, even with the athletes, to try to get back on the field, not lose their position, their starting position. I think the move to having extra eyes, the independent neurologists on the sidelines, the concussion spotters in the box, are certainly a good thing, if for any other reason, to make sure that that what we're really putting in first priority is the player's health.
That's got to hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever, written by Dr. David Geyer, folks. It's a most intriguing book. Amazon.com, major bookstores, other places on the web, that's got to hurt. Again, a book that makes us think. It really does. I've said on the air right here on Sports Overnight America that 100 years from now, I don't think we'll have football in its present format. I don't know if it's flag. I don't know if people will go and watch it. But all I can tell you is that I know a lot of fathers and a lot of moms telling their 14-year-old kids, go to another sport.
Yeah, I will tell you that I hear it as an orthopedic surgeon. These kids that come, maybe they have a knee injury or an ankle injury, the parents bring them in, and the parents sort of grab me at the end of it and say, hey, what do you think about the dangers of football? It's very, very real. I think you will see parents, more and more parents, either pull kids out altogether or look for alternatives like flag football. I think you'll still see it in some shape or form, but I think you can make a really good argument that sort of the decline that boxing has had, largely due to the medical issues, the blows to the head, you may see something like that with football, where it still exists, but large groups of people just say, hey, the risks aren't worth it.
All right, the city of Portland, Oregon, this week is celebrating the 40th anniversary of Bill Walton and the Blazers' only NBA championship. And you talk about 1984 and Sam Bowie and 2007 and Greg Oden. And both of them big centers, both of them drafted. And, of course, Bowie drafted ahead of Michael Jordan. And all I can tell you is this, 23 years apart or not, this is more than a coincidence. Because when I saw Oden at Ohio State, I said, this is going to be the next big superstar center in this league. And who would have bet that his guard on that team, Mike Conley, would be now playing and signing a contract last year with Memphis for $200-something million, where Greg Oden probably, I mean, he never really played in the NBA. Talk about those injuries that happened first to Sam Bowie out of Kentucky and then Greg Oden and Portland's bad decisions because of the injuries.
Yeah, no question. They've selected, at least in my mind, four players with Bowie, Oden, Brandon Roy, and you mentioned Bill Walton, whose bodies just could not hold up. And it really, you know, Sam Bowie, there was evidence that there could be a problem. He missed 2 years at Kentucky with a stress fracture in his leg. Now, he was healthy his senior year, but, you know, what level, how do you balance athletic potential versus medical risk? The Chicago Bulls had already said if he fell to three, they weren't going to draft him. You know, fortunately, Portland did, and the Bulls got Michael Jordan. But, you know, you had Brandon Roy, who had a couple of knee surgeries at University of Washington. You mentioned Oden. He was relatively healthy. healthy through high school and the 1 year in college. Bill Walton had multiple injuries. That's a team that took some chances, went for athletic potential, and it just didn't work out. But how do you judge, you know, a play? How do you balance that performance and potential versus medical risk? How do you predict whose bodies are going to hold up and whose wouldn't? Portland has had an awful track record of that, but it's really a really, really difficult thing. We're just now starting to get injury analytics and things that I think will help us, but it's still largely a calculated risk at the professional sports level.
You know, in our last minute, Doctor, just last week, Mike Trout hurt his finger, and they do a special kind of surgery that they wouldn't really do on anybody else to expedite him coming back. In 60 seconds, has that happened too often in sports?
I do think that the pro athletes probably, in a lot of circumstances, get surgeries that, you know, it's good enough to get them to play, you know, and then, you know, maybe as quickly as possible. You know, I always worry about, you know, I think you should focus on the long-term health, and I don't know if this will be a big deal with him, but you hear that a lot, these cleanup operations in pro athletes rather than the bigger surgeries that would keep them out a year or more, and it's something that every athlete needs to think about, what it's going to do to their bodies when they're 40, 50, 60 years old.
Dr. David Guyer, I really enjoy this book. Folks, that's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever. Again, Doctor, thank you for writing the book. Thank you for appearing tonight on Sports Overnight America.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, great book. I mean, you'll learn a lot. I'll learn a lot. If you've got, have your kids read it. If you've got kids, you read it. That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever, published by 4EDGE. I'll be back. We'll be back with a whole lot more on Sports Overnight America at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, right after this.
Our thanks to Dr. David Guyer, as well as, that's Gotta Hurt, by the way, is the name of his book, as well as Sports Overnight America's Fred Wallins. He's actually Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. This is a Sunday night edition of Sports Overnight America. It's coming up on 27 minutes past the hour. We have an update next, kids. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
I said I won't let the show.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You know, has it ever occurred to you that instead of, running around blaming me, you know, given the nature of all this new you know, this could be a lot more, I mean, it's not just, it might not be just such a simple,
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Coming up on Saturday, I think it's June 24th, here in San Francisco. At the Jackson Street Theater, I believe that's on the south side. It's like 635 Jackson Street, Jackson Square, not right around the block here from our Palatial Studios in San Francisco's North Beach District. They're going to be showing a private screening, so to speak. It's for the public, but you have to pay for it, of The Big Lebowski with $5 White Russians until they run out. Also, champagne and wine will be served during the movie as well. So, you can't get into Lebowski Fest, and you are, like yours truly, a disciple of the Church of the Latter-day Dude. Check it out. God, this is absolutely gorgeous. You know, for those of you who are scoring at home, or more than likely if you're listening to this show, you're alone. This is called the Violent Sequence from the Zabriskie Point Sessions back in 1969. That's Richard Wright from Pink Floyd playing that. They never used it in the movie. End up sitting in musical mothballs through Adam Hart Mother, and then Metal. They brought it back out, reworked it. Roger Waters put some words to it. This became Us and Them on Dark Side of the Moon. And on that bit of useless information, I will let you know this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. I'm Jerry Burke. We're going to be talking with adult film star Aiden Starr, coincidentally. Also a talk show host on Vivid Radio. That's premium channels 415 on Sirius and XM. We'll be talking to her in exactly 8 minutes. This update's brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the big leagues right now. The Giants evidently aren't using it, neither are the A's. And here's why the A's aren't. See, Josh Donaldson was with the A's. Chili Davis, who was the hitting coach for the A's at the time, back when they were winning some division titles a couple of years back. Remember so long ago? He hipped them up to it. Donaldson took it to Toronto, became the AL MVP. Chili took it to my beloved Red Sox, who didn't look so good on Sunday. But they've been doing quite well, and look at the A's. They're right there with the Giants. In any event, if you play the sport baseball we speak of, check out their website. Just for a second, stop looking at porn. Not that we have a problem with it. We strongly advocate it, actually. But with both hands, you type in the website. It's phbat.com. You type in the coupon code baseball. See, we made it easy for you. You're going to get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Check this one out. Sebastian Telfair. Remember him? Brooklyn high school basketball legend. 10 years in the NBA. Celtics, Clippers. Played with Phoenix for a while. Well, he's in a little bit of trouble. He was arrested. They found with, it says guns and weed. Okay, you see a headline like that, you're thinking, all right, whatever. He had an arsenal that can take down a small Central American country and 3 decent-sized bags of weed. Now, the weed, I'm all for. The gun, no. He's in some serious trouble right now with the New York City Police Department and the fine folks of King County. That is where Brooklyn, New York is located. French Open, Rafael Nadal wins his 10th French Open. Man, 10 of them? Gee. It's a nice way to... It's going to look good on... If you're trying to impress a babe, put that on your mantelpiece. And in Stanley Cup Finals, Sid the Kid, he won another Conn Smythe Trophy. The Pittsburgh Penguins, first repeat champions in a long time in the Stanley Cup Finals. They upend the Nashville Predators in Pittsburgh. Your final score there was 2-0. They win that series 4-2. Do not hang your head in shame, Nashville. You have a hockey team in Nashville. Quebec City doesn't have one. And I can't remember the last time. I think the last time was 2010? somewhere in there was the last time there was even a Canadian team in the finals. So, you know, if you're Nashville, hang your head proud. You had a great arena, some great fans, and you had a good season. Major League Baseball. Oh, by the way, the Dubs and the Cleveland Cavaliers, they go at it at Game 5 in the Biggity Biggity. That's Oakland. I think the Cavs are a 9.5-point underdog. When's the last time that you heard that one coming along, huh? Major League Baseball, no particular order, kids. Here we go. By the way, did anybody see the Game 1 of the doubleheader between Tampa and the Oakland A's at the Trop, the Dome, that dump they have down there in St. Petersburg? In their retro uniform, they never wore those uniforms, but they were really cool. Wearing a retro jersey and a Montreal Expo hat, my man, Bill Spaceman Lee, threw out the first pitch. We're having dinner with him tomorrow. It's amazing what you can do with airline tickets. But back to Tampa, quit making me laugh. Back to Tampa, they took care of the A's again. Final score there was 5-4. Elsewhere in the American League, Cleveland 4-2 over the Chicago White Sox. The Yankees just dismantled the Orioles over the weekend. Aaron Judge hit a ball, they're estimating it, right around 500 feet. Cleared the bleachers out in the home of the Evil Empire out there at 161st and River, that Yankee Stadium. The final score there was 14-3, but Aaron Judge just went monster on a ball in that game. Elsewhere in the American League, kids, it says here that the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim here on planet Earth were playing the Houston Astros, and right on cue, my computer freezes up. Ah, there we go. I'm back. God, this thing is... Everyone by the computer? The Angels 12-6 over Houston, who... Yeah, they were down to the goal line late in the game, but no such luck there. Elsewhere in the American League, kids, it says here that the that's not good at all if you're a Seattle Seahawks Mariner fan. 4-0, Toronto over Seattle. Let's talk a little interleague baseball as long as we have, oh, by the way, the other game in the American League. Here we go. My Red Sox beaten by Detroit, 8-3. Interleague play, it was Kansas City also 8-3 over the Friars of San Diego. Giants win a ball game. Woo! 13-8 over the Twins. There's some quality pitching you got going there with the San Francisco Giants. Elsewhere in the interleague, well, actually, that is a friend of the league. Yeah, here we go. Nationally play Pittsburgh. Good day for Pittsburgh. 3-1 over Miami. Elsewhere is the Mets. 2-1 over Atlanta. You heard right. The Mets actually won a Major League Baseball game, kids. St. Louis, 6-5 over the Phils. Chicago. Take care of Colorado, who's been playing some good ball, but they lose to the Cubby Bears at 1060 West Addison. That's where Wrigley Field is. Your final score there was 7-5. Back to interleague. Forgot to mention Texas 5-1 over the Nats, who have lost 3 in a row now. Swear to God, wouldn't lie to you about something as silly as that. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code BASEBALL. Get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Aiden Starr next, kids. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code BASEBALL. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code BASEBALL to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Look, this would be so easy for me. I mean, physically, you're like my perfect fantasy.
Hell yeah.
Well, clearly the sex would be fabulous.
You betcha.
I mean, you're strong.
Yep.
You've got a perfect back.
Uh-huh.
I can just feel my arms and legs wrapped around
you. Hell yeah!
We'd be all over the room and go on for hours and hours.
Well, that's pretty much where it ends. I mean, I'm Irish, you know? By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day. Aaron, go Brawlers, everybody. A little Footloose and Fancy Free action from 1977, kids. And if you remember 1977, you weren't there. Woo! Where the hell's my drink? There we go. Boys and girls of all ages, this is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 203. You can either roll your R's or you can't. There are a lot of women on this planet thrilled to death that some of us can. Of course, none of them dated me. Yeah. Earlier on Friday, yours truly had the privilege, honor, and all-around joy of joys. Believe me, I had to have a shower and a cigarette or two afterwards. To once again be on Vivid Radio, channel 415 on Sirius XM. That's one of those premium channels, you cheap bastards. Pay for it. I've been on with Monique Alexander. I've been on with Katie Morgan, Christy Canyon, who still owes me a couple of drinks from the Super Bowl. Hold on, I like this part. That's a lie. I was just taking a drink. But earlier on Friday, I had the privilege to be on with a woman who is a legend. I would swim through 2 miles of razor blades just to let this woman kick me in the teeth. And she's on my radio program. Ha, ha, ha. Suck it, people. The great Aiden Starr joins us here on Sports Overnight. Hey, Sugar Bottom, how you doing?
You're so sweet, Jerry. Thank you.
By the way, first and foremost, I want to thank you so much for having me on your show once again earlier on Friday. It was a thrill. I really enjoyed it. And thank you so much for taking time out of what I'm sure is a busy, busy night. And coming
My listeners love you. You're very entertaining.
Well, your listeners are perverts and people living in their mother's basements. But you know what? That's my core audience, too. So I'm cool with
that. And that the first thing you said is true, and the second thing you said is true. Very true.
As long as you're up in front about it. I mean, if you're a closet pervert, or I dated a woman one time who called herself a closet slut. I had to go look it up, and then I found out what she meant, and I was happy about it. But I want to thank you so much for coming on my show tonight. It's always this is the second time you've been on with me here, and I am sitting here, and I have just got a third-degree case of the screaming thigh sweats. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So I figured earlier today, because when I was on the air, I really wasn't listening. I was paying attention to the fantasies I was having. You're here with Katie Morgan and a few other girls right now. Katie's been on this program.
Yes.
Dinner, actually. Where are you right now?
I am at a bar in Porn Valley, watching bands play. And it's a porn star pajama night hosted by Katie Morgan and Mia Malkova and Ron Jeremy.
Ron.
And there are a bunch of drunk porn stars in fucking pajamas where I'm at. And it's not the worst thing I've ever done in my life. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, now may I ask you, first off, don't curse again. Secondly.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Nah, don't worry about it.
I'm from New York.
I'm from the Northeast, too, and I worked in New York City. I understand it's part of your vocab. We're in New York.
I went to NYU, and
right,
I lived in Park Slope
for
a long time,
right.
So I'm a Manhattan-Brooklyn hybrid.
I worked with CBS News in New York. I lived in Rutherford. I was, Chopper 88, that was me for CBS News.
I won't curse again, though. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. We do understand. Now, one thing I would like to ask you is, why is it that I can't get invites to parties like this? I'm a nice guy. I've never said anything bad about any of you women on the air. I'm polite.
I didn't know you wanted to go. I'll make sure that you're here at the next Porn Star Pajama Party.
When is the next one?
I don't know, but I'm sure that Katie Morgan knows, so I'll ask
well,
her.
Well, yeah, I have her number. I'll text her and she can let me know. Now, I'm going to be in Los Angeles in about 5 or 6 weeks with my mother. I might have to sneak out to go to that, but you know, she might want to come. I don't know. My mom's cool. She's in that sort of thing.
There's not like nudity or explicit acts going on. There's just a lot of porn stars here, and they're all drinking green beer, and they're all watching a rock band play. So it's very festive, but it's not triple X. It's like our NC-17 level.
MA-7. I actually have a question. You just said something, and it just set off a little light over my head.
Yeah.
You refer to it as porn stars. Do you get offended by that? Or I mean, not offended by it, but do you find that that is too generic of a term? Would you prefer? I mean, it sounds, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to be, but I prefer to call you entertainers or adult actresses or adult
I prefer the term F-word performer.
Oh, really? So you have no problems with the slighting thing. Okay. Well, I know. I mean, it just seems to me, just to call someone, oh, they're in porn, that almost sounds like, not degrading, but it sounds like they're almost cheapening what they do, because I actually, it's work. What you people do for a living is actual work. I don't think people understand. I mean, if it were easy, everybody would do it. It's not an easy job, what you do.
It's not an easy job, and I don't see porn as a defamatory term. I am a pornographer. I went to Germany last year for the Venus Fair, and on my way back into New York through customs, they asked me what my occupation was, and I said pornographer.
Really?
And I'm proud of it.
There you
know. It scared the nice, crusty, old white man that was letting me back in through the port of New York, but you know, he enjoyed it later when he was thinking about me, I'm sure.
You know, I'm sure when he went back to whatever bar they were hanging out at, I'm sure he had a great story to tell. Aiden Starr, yeah. Adult film star extraordinaire, and a really good radio. I've actually listened to you a couple of times over the course of the last few months since I'm not saying you were bad to begin with, but you've really taken to this radio thing. Do you enjoy it?
Thank you. I really like doing it.
What do you like most? Once again, it's not easy. It's not, you know, like I said, if it were easy, everyone would do this. But what do you enjoy about it most? And what is the hardest thing for you to do?
The thing that I enjoy about being a radio host the most is the weird stories from my callers.
Right.
I love weirdos.
Okay.
And the thing that's hardest is getting a good story out of somebody that's shy.
Right.
You really have to work for some interviews and somebody has something good to say.
Yeah.
But I feel like I really have to pussyfoot around their shyness of talking on air, and that takes a lot of time, and it's kind of frustrating.
And by the way, you just said hard. I'm sorry, I had to throw that
hard.
Out. Hard.
Hard. Hard. I said pussyfoot also.
That's okay. See, that's
not a curse word.
That's not a curse word. Hey, look, for those of you that are listening on terrestrial radio stations, first off, it's past your bedtime. Go to bed. And secondly, it's St. Patrick's Day. You should be drunk and not care what the hell we're talking about here.
Yes.
Let's give everybody a little bit of a I want to say a biography here, but I know you're from there and you went to NYU. My boss here went to NYU. A lot of really smart people went to NYU. How did a girl from NYU end up in the adult entertainment business?
How does a girl from NYU not end up in the adult entertainment?
Yeah, how does a guy from Temple University end up working in radio? I guess it's a stupid question.
I did go to NYU. I went to NYU and I used to work at Columbia in medical research, and that was boring as the F word that I did not just say.
Right.
My mother would be so proud of me that I didn't curse. It was boring, and I started working in a dungeon in New York City with my ex-girlfriend.
Right.
And then when the Dungeon opened Los Angeles franchise, I went and opened Los Angeles franchise at the dungeon that I worked at. And I kind of never looked back from there. I worked in a dungeon for years, and then I got into pornography, and now I'm into directing. I went to school for computer science.
Right.
So between, like, with the shift in technology between DVD and online, it's actually been really easy for me to keep going and transition in my career to going behind the camera and into programming after performing.
I have a question. Once you got into the adult pornography business, the camera work, when you're in front of a camera, what was the what aspect of it surprised you the most about? I don't want to say about that it was difficult to do, but what part of making an actual adult film or a scene surprised you the most? I mean, I'm not saying made it more difficult, but something that made you go, huh, I didn't know you had to do that or that was done. What surprised
something
you?
Something that made me go, huh?
Yeah, like you were surprised that you had to, you were surprised that that actually took place in the filming of an adult porn scene.
How sweet the men are.
Really?
The male performers, how connected they are.
Really?
They love to kiss. and they love to talk about how your day was and how you're feeling, and they're very connective, and they're kind of almost romantic.
And most husbands aren't like that.
Boyfriends.
Yeah, most husbands aren't. Most husbands aren't like that.
Wolf Hudson?
No, most husbands aren't like that.
Oh, most husbands. I thought you mentioned one of my besties. I just automatically heard one of my besties' names when you said most husbands.
Oh, okay.
That's how I think of him. Yes, most husbands aren't like that.
Uh-huh.
Male porn performers are incredible lovers.
Uh-huh.
They're incredibly connective.
Right.
And they're really, it's like having a single-serving boyfriend for a day. It's really nice.
Yeah, I like that. I do have a question about the male performers. You always hear, and you hear it from the right, and when I say the right, I'm talking about the Christian conservatives, or as I call them, the No Fun League. The people who talk about women are being exploited in adult films. Now, there was a time many, many years ago, that may have been the case. You didn't get into the adult film industry with a few exceptions, Seika, Colleen Brennan, and Veronica Hart. There were people who got into it knowing what they were getting into, and they wanted to get into it. But there were people that were exploited. Let's just leave that at that. But why is it you never hear about male actors being exploited in the adult film industry? Is there a reason for that? I mean, do you have a theory on that, and why it's never brought up when people talk about it?
Yeah, no, I do have a theory on that. I have the theory that I have about the exploitation of male actors or the way that they're sometimes treated or dehumanized on set.
Right.
I think isn't spoken about because of the prevailing political climate of the patriarchy, where men are supposed to be like really brave and really excited to have sex with a woman,
right,
and anything that involves their emotions is kind of looked down upon,
right,
by like generalized culture.
Okay.
And I think that men are not encouraged to express their feelings and their emotions because it's considered to be like wimpy or not manly,
right,
which obviously is dysfunctional.
Uh-huh.
And on porn sets, it's actually not like that. Like, everybody's super nice to each other.
Right.
We're all really chill. Like, I know from the outside, it looks like a lot of people are being exploited in porn. And you're right. I think that once upon a time that did happen,
right,
but that's not the current case, especially in Southern California, like where we make ethical porn,
right,
where there is a system of checks and balances in place where there are agents,
right,
and there are other like Nina Hartley.
Well, do you think
mess up on set, Nina Hartley will come for you, man. I've seen it.
I've met Nina a few times, and she's from here in Berkeley. I love her to death. She's not because of what she's done in front of the camera, although that was pretty good, but what she stands for, I admire that woman to death. Is part of that what you just said, because a lot of women have gotten into the industry behind the scenes? Do you think that things are a little more less exploitive and more chill at porn sets now? Do you think that has something to do with it?
I feel like I've heard from male performers that it's a more fun environment for them because there's a woman behind the camera.
Right.
But I think that's because they're perverts and they like having women around.
Yeah, okay.
Adorable young guys who like the more boobs in the room, the happier they are because they're a little slut.
Okay, I'm glad you said it, not me. I was just trying to sound like an adult. That was good. Aiden Starr, that is, an adult film actress. You're a pornographer. She's joining us here at Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM 203. You can catch her show on Vivid Radio, which is Sirius and XM 415. You can also go to vividradio.com. By the way, there was one other thing I wanted to ask you about when you got into the industry. I forgot who I asked this question of, but I got a good answer. Was there someone you got into the industry? Was there someone, and I don't, you have to give me a name, but was there somebody you in particularly wanted to work with, and when you did, it was disappointing?
Oh man, that's a great question.
Yeah, because I mean, like for example, I mean, as a guy, I mean, I saw a woman across the bar, ended up hooking up, and it was just like, wah, wah, wah. Really? You know, it was not what, I mean, it wasn't what you thought it was going to be. Was there did that ever happen to you?
I don't feel like there was one single person that I was looking forward to working with that it didn't work out, but I feel like there was a series of young girls,
right,
that I was looking forward to having sex with.
Right.
Oh man, it's crazy. I don't know if you can hear how crazy it is out here, but it's crazy.
It sounds fine.
It's nuts. there were a series of young girls I was looking forward to working with who just weren't that into having sex with other women,
right,
but I gave it to them anyway, and they by the end they seemed very happy about it.
And by the end of it, you had a convert. Let's put it that way. You had a convert.
Yes, I did.
Listen,
you
sound like you are having a fantastic time. What I want you to do, are you coming up to the Bay Area anytime soon?
No, probably not before Folsom Street Fair.
I can't say
Folsom because I know you guys think that's prison.
The Folsom Street Fair,
which is in the end of September. I will for sure be there for
that. That is, by the way, when you come up, the Folsom Street Fair, for those of you who don't know, you can't even describe it. It is just absolutely just look it up. Go look it up on YouTube. Why don't you tell everybody about your website or how they can get a hold of you or about when you're on the air on Vivid?
Absolutely. So I am on VividRadio.com and SiriusXM 415 every single Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. My website is AidenStar.com, and on Twitter and Instagram, I'm at AidenStar. And, of course, you can see the kind of porn I like to make on EvilAngelVideo.com.
You're a pro at this. You really, really are. You know that?
Thanks, Jerry.
Listen, I'm no joke. I find out on this coming Tuesday when exactly Mom is flying out here. We're going down to PCH, man. We're going to go hit Monterey and Big Sur. And I'm taking her to Beverly Hills. But you know what I think would be really cool? We should go to the Sidewalk Cafe in Venice Beach. You ever been there?
I love that place.
That is one of my favorite. That is one of my favorite places on the planet. So
me
I tell you,
too. I love Sidewalk in Venice.
Okay, listen. I still have your cell phone number. I want you to stay on the line here real quick because I got to go do the commercial thing. But listen, once again, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Thank you so much for having me on your show earlier. I really do enjoy being on the air with you. I really do.
Me too.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what? I think you're okay. You're a good chick.
Aww,
hang on the line for me, please, if you would. Okay.
Okay.
Just hang on for about 30 seconds. All right. Thanks once again to Aiden Starr. Go check her out. Just go to Aiden Starr. Just Google her. You can find her all over the place. Adult film star. She's a radio host on Sirius and XM 415 on Vivid Radio. Speaking of Vivid Radio. Vivid Video. Those were the days, my boys. Those were the days. 1-800-878-7529. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM 203. Boys and girls of all ages, once again, our thanks to Aiden Starr. That's the Beatles. You're the listener. This is Sports Overnight America. Once again, our thanks to adult film star Aiden Starr. That's Starr. It's coming up on, say, 4.5 minutes before the hour. This is Sports Overnight America. Sirius and XM Channel 93, kids.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
They were just mad at me for imposing discipline and calling them stupid.
New Twitter account starts on Monday, kids. I'll give you all the sordid details as SB Nation will be joining aboard the Sports Byline Radio Network, Sirius and XM Channel 93 and 203 networks. Beginning Monday night, we'll be welcoming in Dallas, Austin, Pittsburgh, Detroit, maybe even Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. You can follow, like our Facebook page. It's the one with Bill Lee in the spacesuit throwing the curveball over the Golden Gate Bridge. It's Sports Overnight America. Or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. My parents had a sense of HUMOUR. Remember, caffeine and nicotine are two of the four basic food groups. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM 93, 203 during the week. SB Nation joining us on Monday the 12th, kids. Those idiots at the USA Network next with the alternative facts. Fred Wallen, Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition, will be joining us with Mark Mancini next hour. This is Sports Overnight America.